Hello, okay. Welcome to the world outside. I'm Maha Siddiqui. On our weekly podcast, we are going to discuss the ramifications of the move that US has made with regards to the Tibet Policy and Support Act that was passed by the Senate last week. I have with me former Indian diplomat, Ambassador Funchuk Sobdan. Many thanks, Ambassador Sobdan, for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Sobdan, how significant, according to you, is this move by the U.S. that underlines the U.S. policy on the succession line of the Dalai Lama?
I fully agree with you because the battle over Dalai Lama's next birth is assuming importance because of his age. He's already 85 or so. That's very significant. But the act that has been passed by United States recently is more to do with the last minute effort by Donald Trump administration to undermine the functioning of the future president of the United States, make his task very difficult, you know, to tie his hand with regards to China on various issues, including Tibet. It could be other issues like Hong Kong, Taiwan, environment and trade and other issues. But this is specific to Tibet issue, where I think Trump has made the task for the next administration very difficult. It's an 11th hour effort by Trump administration to squeeze China and also undermine Biden administration. So I think it is significant both in terms of domestic politics of the United States, the tussle between the two, Democrats and the Republican over the election outcome. It's precisely linked with that. Otherwise, you know, Trump administration has last 4 years not even appointed a coordinator, the U.S. special coordinator on Tibet, which Obama administration had it, which Bush administration had it since 2002. So it's only in October he appointed a special coordinator on Tibet, and now this is not really for the human rights situation in Tibet, but more to do with their own domestic politics and the tension that is going on with China. I don't think the United States can actually control the rebirth of the Dalai Lama. They have no such precedents. The United States is not a Buddhist country or a tantric practicing country to decide on the future of the Dalai Lama. But I think this is significant in terms of international politics and U.S. own domestic politics.
So then do you see that there is significance to the timing of this announcement, not just as far as domestic politics is concerned, but the fact that at the moment the U.S. is trying to pin China, which is growing aggressive in South China Sea, Indo-Pacific as well?
Yeah, but such a Tibet Act existed before also, since 2002, since the Bush administration. But obviously, Trump administration has heightened up the issue tension with China. And Tibet actually not figured much in the United States dialogue with China. Human rights was not an issue. It was all about trade. So what I'm trying to say is, yes, now it is assuming some kind of a security strategic dimension in which Tibet could be placed. But I think they have a moral obligation also, because the entire Tibet project is a U.S. project. It is not even an Indian project. Dalai Lama was rescued from Tibet by the United States in 1959. So I think they have an obligation, and this is a bipartisan support. They have a consistent policy on Tibet, but actually it doesn't talk about the independence of Tibet. It doesn't talk about even dialogue between Dalai Lama and China. It's only talking about his reincarnation, which is, I don't know, that's not the primary goal of Tibetan people. Goal of the Tibetan people is the autonomy for Tibet, the independence for Tibet, not for reincarnation. Reincarnation is a new thing which has come up in the recent months. Okay, he has aged, somebody has to be reborn, whether he has to be reborn in China, Tibet, or outside China. So this is a new issue. But certainly now, United States has converted this reincarnation issue into international politics, which actually suits the Chinese. This is what China wants, to politicize the reincarnation of Dalai Lama so that they could play very well in the global situation. Once you politicize the rebirth of the Dalai Lama, then the world is polarized on whether this rebirth is correct or that rebirth is correct. So it's a matter of voting now. I think by doing this, the United States has played into the Chinese hand.
Then do you see the Biden administration looking at this differently, sir?
I think so. At the most, Biden administration is going to use this act. You know, this act itself is not binding. It could be a kind of an advisory sort of input. It contradicts with the U.S. foreign policy. You know, during the Bush administration also, he ignored all these acts. These acts are passed once in a while on Hong Kong, Taiwan, Tibet, Xinjiang, and all these things. But in real politics, these things are ignored. I mean, if it contradicts with the U.S. policy, U.S. foreign policy, larger U.S. foreign policy with regards to with China on trade and, say, on Indo-Pacific or larger issues, I think the Tibet issue will be put into the back burner. It's not a primary thing for the United States. But at the same time, they use the Tibet issue as a lever, as a leverage to push their own agenda. The entire U.S. administration in all, I mean, for the last 20, 30 years, they use Tibet issue to gain more leverage within China to push their own companies, investment, technologies those days in the 90s and then later on. The United States has used this Tibet issue for their own advantage rather than for the advantage of the Tibetan people. The Tibetan diaspora has no other means except to rely on the United States for whatever funding they get, so therefore engross whatever the United States tell them. But India, for example, is very clever. They don't commit such a thing. I mean, if the Dalai Lama is born in India or China or Tibet, is at the moment is not so much of a concern for India. But United States might use this incarnation. This is what Biden administration is going to do. Now, since Trump administration has passed a law, he might use the law to push his own interest. That doesn't mean that Tibet issue becomes important. U.S. leverage vis-a-vis China has become stronger.
So, but the Central Tibetan Administration President Lobsang Sangay has called this a momentous landmark for the Tibetan people. Is there expectation beyond this from this policy amendment? Do they believe that at some stage the U.S. will then look at the larger issue of autonomy for Tibet? Is that their expectation?
Well, that should be the primary effort. Yes, in a way, if that is the primary goal for the United States, for the larger autonomy for Tibet, and meanwhile Dalai Lama is aging, and that cannot be accomplished without having a new Dalai Lama, and then for the new Dalai Lama to take a rebirth and to become mature, it will be 40 years. There will be a period of lull. There will be a period of, gestation period. That's going to be very long, and that time we don't know, you don't know, I don't know what will happen after 50 years when Dalai Lama is reborn and he becomes at the age of 30 or 35, he'll mature and then takes a decision. That's a slightly a hypothetical issue, but for the moment these are tactical moves which keep on happening. He's aging and the United States has got this massive problem with China right now. So they are posturing against each other, and Tibet is certainly one important point for United States to play around with China. To that extent, it's correct. But in the long run, I really don't know. At the most, what Lobsang Sangay would mean is that this is an encouraging sign, because once the United States pass a law on the reincarnation of Dalai Lama, it becomes an international topic. Once it becomes an international topic, then he expects other governments, including India, to adopt such a law, which I really don't know. That is in the realm of international politics. How much bilateral relationship, this issue of Tibet will matter or become significant for India-China relationship, that I don't know. You have to weigh between, say, trade between India and China and the Dalai Lama issue. I really don't know whether you want to push export to China or whether you want to push for the reincarnation of Dalai Lama. That's the issue of larger interest. And Lobsang Sangay, since he has no responsibility other than his own cause, may not imagine, say, for example, other governments will easily adopt the United States line. China has got a relationship with 190 countries. I'm sure those countries, that Tibet is not the far most important issue for those countries' relationship with China.
So final question to you, even though you say that U.S. seems to have played in the hands of China over this issue, but China has rejected this move. On the face of it, they are also indicating that this could increase the friction between the U.S. and China. Do you see that happening?
Yes, obviously, they are not going to say you are most welcome to do such a thing. They will obviously say you are interfering in my internal affairs. Obviously, that is the official statement. But what I'm saying, by implication, United States has politicized the reincarnation of Dalai Lama, rebirth of the Dalai Lama. And if the United States is well equipped to deal with the future reincarnation of Dalai Lama, which is an esoteric practice, it's not something you do it in a laboratory, a genetic birth of a child. It has a long process of religious, spiritual, tantric things. I think only a few countries are eligible to interfere, maybe India, maybe Mongolia, maybe Bhutan, maybe Nepal, or maybe Russia at the most. Including Thailand, Korea, Japan has no tantric practice of Buddhism. So they have no locus standi interfering or having a say in the reincarnation of the Lama. Including the entire Buddhist world has no say in the reincarnation. It's only the practicing Mahayana, Vajrayana, Tantrikyana Buddhist countries may have a say. But in the history, there has been no such thing that there is an international recognition for the birth of a Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama is chosen by the people in Potala. There are lamas there. There is a religious process. The practice used to be to get the legitimacy for that candidate. They used to get a certificate from Qing Empire. This Dalai Lama, the 14th Dalai Lama, was endorsed by Manchu Empire. A Communist Party of China did not exist that time in 1940 when the 14th Dalai Lama was chosen. They sent a governor from Beijing to endorse this Dalai Lama. But obviously, the selection was done by the lamas themselves. But there is no such called United Nations recognition for that. There's no such precedence. I think it is for the Tibetan people to decide. I think India will correctly take a position that this is a matter which pertains to the spiritual matters, the selection process which must be decided by the spiritual masters of the Tibetan people. And according to Tibetan Buddhism, according to Tibetan rituals and other things, and that's the line. Whether China is interfering or not, if China interferes, says, look, this is, I do not recognize this, and I have my own candidate, that I cannot anticipate right now. They might do it. They did it in 2006 in the case of Panchen Lama. But then, end of the day, which candidate gets more support, if you want to put it in the international geopolitical context? How many countries will support the Dharamshala candidate and how many countries will support Beijing's candidate? Now, Dharamshala will have limitation in reaching out to many countries in the world, say Africa, Latin America, or in the Eurasian countries, where the Chinese have far more stronger leverage in terms of bilateral relationship with each and every country. So there is a risk of internationalizing this reincarnation process, because here the real politics will play out. You know, it will come into factor of who has got a stronger lever. Therefore, I think it should be left to the Tibetan people. Both China and United States should not interfere in this. This is a Tibetan affair. It's a spiritual affair. How they do it, when they do it, that shouldn't be a problem for others. But by United States, by doing this, has actually might spoil the Tibetans' own, the calculations of selecting. I mean, if they want to have a real, pure Dalai Lama to be reborn, then they would be interfering. United States will use its own pressure to have its own preferred candidate outside China. Then you are also manipulating it, just as China is manipulating it. So I think it should be left to the Tibetan people.
Many thanks, Ambassador Sobdan, for that very interesting take on this significant issue. That's it then on The World Outside. Join us again next week. Thank you.